queen, but she stands alone. The rest of us are under the heel of husbands, fathers, grandfathers, all the way back to Noah, a patriarchy of domination. In every position of power in this country, a man sits and pontificates. Why should that be?
They are your superior.
Because they grow beards and have a bulging corporation like yourself, sir.
Little decorum, Mary.
Some other day. The minds of women are as perceptive, intelligent, and logical as any masculine counterpart. But they are denied entry to the seats of learning and corridors of power. What is the reason?
God wills it so. The Bible declares that women must serve.
Men, my good sir, wrote the Bible.
God is a man.
According to the Bible.
That is blasphemous.
Just an observation.
It's a nuisance you're creating here, madam. I must ask you to move on.
Oh, man in uniform. What a delight.
Though not of the city police, sir.
Constable Mulholland, Leith Station.
Ah, I intend to address a meeting at the Leith Links. See you then, Constable.
In the meantime, I'll ask you to move on.
For what reason?
Obstructing the thoroughfare.
Yet this is Princess Street, outside your jurisdiction.
You are correct, Martha. Wielding false power beyond his boundaries. Masculinity personified.
You've made your point, Mary.
Come to the Leith Links, women of Edinburgh, and bring your husbands for some much-needed elucidation.
Please don't take it personally, Constable. My sister likes to stand her ground.
I don't take anything personal. I uphold the law. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Well, what's the verdict?
The men are frothing at the mouth and the women are biding their moment.
Oh, Martha, what a time it's going to be.
Yes, what a time.
According to Mulholland, who is now a fanatical apiarist, the queen bee rules the hive and the workers buzz about like buggery to keep her happy. Nature has ordained it so. But what of humanity? Would I buzz about to keep a woman's face from tripping her? No, is the answer. Nor would any man with sense in his head. Women. What a conundrum. I look at Jean Brash, who seems perfectly happy to live on the wages of sin. I couldn't do it, but she does, and has the cheek to lecture me about my rough and ready ways, to wit, 6 lumps of sugar in my coffee and a certain sooking noise when I drink it, yet keeps a body use. Is that the differ? The female ignores what she does not wish to see. Men and women. What a caper. Salome shook her hips and John the Baptist lost his head. Ah, the contradictions are perhaps a leap too far for even my mind to encompass. I am James McCleavy, Inspector of Police. My parish is Leith in the city of Edinburgh. And one thing I know for certain sure, the older I get, the further away women seem. Not so much mysterious, more a foreign country.
How can someone get drunk so early?
Sarah Gorman. Never sober lest she's in the cells, Lieutenant.
Did she not bite one of the constables?
Only through the boot.
Lieutenant Roach, good day, sir.
Late as usual, McCleavy.
What's been happening here?
A delicate flower thrown into jail. Have you read the papers?
Too depressing.
Well, while you luxuriate in ignorance, I have been keeping my finger on the pulse of Edinburgh. You see?
Ah, yes. Mary Kirkpatrick, the Fife Firebrand. I've observed the posters.
Due to address a coven of sorts on the Leith Links.
We'll be there.
With a light touch. I don't want any allegations of police brutality.
I had a run-in with the woman last night.
Did you hit her?
Who's in charge here?
Speak of the devil.
Are you in charge of the station?
Nominally.
My name...
We know who you are, Miss Kirkpatrick.
You again, Constable?
This is my jurisdiction.
Mine as well.
Then you can add assistance, sir. I was attacked last night.
You don't look it.
A stone through the window. This wrapped round.
Shut your mouth or it'll go bad.
Succinct enough. Lettering crude.
Left-handed, possibly, for disguise.
Whatever disguise, it is a threat.
It would seem so.
Then I require police protection.
Is that not a bunch of men?
The stone lies where it fell, Inspector.
Uh-huh. Big chucky, right enough. Way outside and find a vantage, Constable.
Your servant aye, sir.
So, glass all over the carpet? From the outside, you might venture?
Hardly the opposite.
Just stating facts. Anything like this before?
Threats, but in the heat of debate.
Common knowledge you were staying here.
Word gets round, I suppose.
It's a friend's house.
That's nice, to have friends.
You seem to take this lightly, Inspector.
Not at all. Just envious.
Oh, you don't have any friends?
Not with houses to spare.
Oh. What about our protection?
We'll keep an eye open.
I'm sure the newspapers will be interested in that response.
I don't read the papers.
I think I found where he stood. Alley corner, out of sight. And this as well.
A cigarette, part smoked.
And two others down to the stub.
Waited a fair while then. Why, I wonder?
Till the house was dark.
If he really wanted to scare you, better when the lights were on.
Perhaps a coward, like most men.
Deary me. Is that your level of debate, Miss Kirkpatrick?
My sister is outraged, Inspector.
It's a hard world. Right, gather up the evidence, Mulholland. Be on our way.
I hope you can help us, Constable.
We'll do our best, Miss Kirkpatrick.
Martha is my given name.
Come along, Mulholland. Time waits for no man, and crime never sleeps.
Inspector, I assume you will find this perpetrator.
I hope so. I have a reputation to uphold.
I'm not sure I like that man. I'm not sure he cares very much.
Hey, you get out of the way!
That horse near killed me.
No respect for the law these days. Notice about the cigarettes.
Not a cheap brand.
Indeed. Distinctive. The Fife Fire brand, eh? Cheeky wee vixen.
I prefer the sister.
Not quite so pretty.
I like the character.
Well, what next? This apiary activity will be the making of you, Constable. Skin deep. That's beauty.
A challenge here, ladies and gentlemen. Seth Breedy versus Rab McGregor. Clasp hands. Elbows down, if you please. Best man win. Now, shove and be done. Come on, Rab.
You're a big man, Rab, but you lack the necessary steel. Seth Brady thanks you one and all. The drinks are on Mr. McGregor.
Well, my friends, we've had our fun. Now to serious matters. In our power to collect twice for the one undertaking. Do not let me down and keep your mouths shut. A life may be at stake. Ah, the finest malt. Thank you, Mr. McGregor. Winner takes all.
Let me get this straight, Miss Kirkpatrick. You want to talk to my girls?
To do with how they make a living?
Surely, that's quite obvious.
But what do they think of it?
Think? It's a job. A magpie. I was one myself.
How did you feel, Mr. Sprash?
At a distance.
Roll up your trouser legs. The Masonic Lodge has arrived.
I'll be directly. Hannah, Miss Kirkpatrick wants to talk with the girls.
Busy night. Have to take potluck.
There's a room off the hall. If they have a moment free, pop them in.
Whatever you say, mistress. You could have a wee go at the Hawkmagandy yourself, Miss Kirkpatrick.
Oh, I doubt I'd pass muster.
No, you have the looks, but do you have the inclination?
Hannah is my good right hand, keeper of the keys of the Just Land.
I'm sure.
She's suffered much. her husband killed not long ago at the behest of a cruel and evil man.
I am sorry to hear that.
Donald McKeever was a gentle soul, a gambler. The man behind that death had his throat cut in the fog. No doubt came as a nasty shock.
I'll wait in the room downstairs.
Miss Kirkpatrick, understand this. I look after my girls. The doctor sees them once a month. If they fall ill, they're cared for. And when they get to a certain age, I find them lodgings and, with luck, an old sailor home from the sea.
Why are you allowing me this?
Never met your like. Perhaps that intrigues me.
All spruced up, Lieutenant.
I am meeting my wife at the opera.
What? What's the gargle?
Dido, Queen of Carthage.
That would be Mediterranean, sir?
Indeed. She puts her trust in a Greek hero with weak ankles.
Is it long?
They're always long. Any luck with the stone thrower?
Needle in a haystack.
Uh-huh. Well, other than that, how is the city?
Quiet as a mouse.
Inspector! Eh? Inspector!
It's the other one now.
A home from home, eh?
Mary! Taken! Snatched off the street!
This is not the Wild West.
Where did it happen, ma'am?
On our road. I was watching from the window. She'd been to see to someone.
Who?
Jean Brash, I think the name.
Oh, that woman gets in everywhere.
I waited up. Saw her walking back.
On her own?
Yes.
In Leith?
My sister is not afraid.
Nor is she sensible. Go on.
Two men appeared. A carriage drew up. They shoved it inside and it vanished.
The men, did you get a look at them?
Oh, too dark.
What about the carriage?
The same.
Oh, dearie me.
Bang goes the opera.
Mistress Brash.
This egg's hard-boiled.
I'll tell the hen. We have a problem.
Such as?
A bloody woman.
Who?
Kirkpatrick, talking to the girls last night.
So?
They barricaded into the big room. On strike.
What for?
Their female rights.
What the hell is that?
I'll horsewhip the bunch.
No, wait. Leave them. Hunger will drive them out.
They've raided the kitchen for biscuits.
Yes, but they have no privy.
A deal of pot plants in that room. This could be a long wait.
Well?
Been round the neighbours again since early dawn. Nothing. One old biddy heard the rammy and twitched the cup.
Thank God for nosy parkers.
She thought it might have been a hansom cab left at a clatter.
Stolen?
Possible. I sent Mulholland round the cabby ranks. Anything here?
The newspapers have been banging on the door good style.
Already?
Somebody tipped the wink. Not only that, but they also allege Mary Kirkpatrick asked for police protection, which was refused.
That's nice.
The chief constable's just sent a note.
That was quick.
They banged on his door as well.
Ah. How was Dido?
What?
The opera. I assume your wife went.
Harrowing, she said. I know the feeling. This does not cast us in a good light, James.
No, it does not. But why?
What do you mean?
And who tipped the wink?
Oh.
Bit of luck. We found the cab.
Where?
Down by the docks. Stolen last night.
You get back there and turn the place upside down.
We'll do just that, but there are many nooks and crannies in the Leith docks.
What is on your mind, James?
Eh?
I know you too well.
Oh, it's just a wee thing.
The cab was clean as a whistle, save for this piece of cloth. Must have got kicked under the seat.
Let me see. Oh, oh dear. The professional touch.
Oh, what a smell.
Chloroform.
Often used by the criminal classes, I'm afraid.
To drug the victim.
Victim?
Your sister. At their mercy now.
Oh.
Lay it on, why don't you?
What else can I say? Miss Kirkpatrick, it is important that if you know anything at all...
I know nothing.
Anything that might point us in the direction of the men who took your sister.
I've told you.
She's in jeopardy.
That's the honest truth, Martha.
I know nothing.
What was that?
Front door. Envelope.
Oh, same writing. Curry handed.
Ah, the street's empty.
What a revelation.
Shall I reconnoitre?
I doubt it's worth your while.
What's happened?
happened?
It has your name upon it, but I'm sure you won't mind.
I most certainly do.
If you want her back, you will pay the price. Wait for word.
Pay?
Kidnapping, ma'am. The victim ransomed for a sum of money. A felony more associated with the New World.
We sent them our criminals. It's only fair they reply in kind.
That does not help my sister.
Right enough. I'll keep this wee billy-do, and all resources will be brought on hand to find Miss Kirkpatrick. If you receive further communication, you will let me know at once, and don't pay a penny.
It guarantees nothing, ma'am.
How could it happen?
Mrs. Leith.
What about the meeting at the links?
I'm sure we'll find her in time.
So that she can pour scorn upon the head of authority.
Oh, Mary. What have you gone and done now?
Let us sit down, Mulholland. My feet are killing me.
This is a horse trough.
Don't lean back, then.
Oh, well, as my Aunt Katie would say, do your best, even if it's pathetic.
Nothing like. We've turned the docks upside down, inside out, every dive, every cellar, even been on the boats, but not a sniff.
Papers can have a field day. Where is the Fife Firebrand? Police dumbfounded.
Lieutenant Roach will be chewing the carpet.
That poor sister. Did you see her face?
Right enough. Stricken.
Yeah, that is for horses.
Are they thirsty?
Not yet.
Then you go to hell.
There's no need for violence.
Wait. Is this not the man who nearly ran you down?
I believe you're right.
Let us arrest him straight away.
They need.
Oh. What I would not give for a bowl of sheep's head broth.
Here, try this.
What is it?
Honeycomb.
How long's it been in your pooch?
A few days only. In the ancient Egyptian tombs, they found honey, sealed in jars, still edible.
Good for them.
Here, decent split.
My bit's got ooze on it. Claggy.
Eat or not.
All right. That's not bad.
Where do we go now?
Her last port of call. What would Mary Kirkpatrick be wanting with Jean Brash?
I am sorry for the woman's plight, but by God, Mary Kirkpatrick's caused me a deal of bother.
That's the trouble with freedom of speech.
Come out of there and I'll cut your throat.
You see? We left them to stew for long enough, but...
Sticking to their guns, mistress.
Have you spoken with them?
Beneath my dignity.
Just like the Queen Bee.
Eh?
What if I could winkle them out?
Then?
Quid pro quo. I might need a favour.
After you, then. Winkle away.
I've done some throne-heated things in my life, Constable, but this takes the biscuit.
All grist to the mill, sir.
What do you want, McCleavy?
I'm a helping hand, Hannah. Stand back, if you please. Ladies, I will ask you to emerge now. Not right away. She and Mistress Brash well understand your burgeoning wishes as regards equal rights for magpies. But I would remind you, ladies, that to barricade yourself inside a body is against the law. Life is often so. If commanded by your mistress, I will have to return with a force of men and a battering ram. Surely you would not wish this eventuality. You will sit down with your mistress and Hannah. Your demands will be discussed.
I'll hammer them.
Considered. Then a consensus may be reached. Consider the battering ram, ladies, and the appliance thereof.
I'm dying for a whizzy.
I will leave you now to open the door in your own good time.
Grasp the nettle, soft as silk. It will not sting you for your pains.
One of your Aunt Katie's.
Spot on.
A sight for sore eyes. You girls, get yourself ready for the evening trade in your chosen profession. We'll have consensus later. Now move your backsides!
Jean, you will have to negotiate.
That'll take all of 5 minutes. A quid pro quo, you said?
Uh-huh. Any chance of a wee cup of coffee?
6 lumps. That's terrible.
Good for the molars.
I wonder you've any left.
Ah. By the aroma, I would place this as the best quality Lebanese. Mmm. All the way from the mysterious east.
Fragrant innocence.
What?
The name.
Very appropriate.
This garden's a treasure trove.
Doesn't it take much to keep Mulholland happy these days? Few bees and a dot of pollen.
What about yourself?
Not so easy. Mary Kirkpatrick, I've just ripped Leith apart and cannot find hide nor hair.
Word on the street?
Nothing. From my own contacts.
Quid pro quo, eh?
There are some ears beyond the reach of my dulcet tones.
People tell me things because of kind persuasion, whereas you rule by fear.
People tell you things because you are of the criminal class.
A long time ago, Inspector. Now, I am a pure, unsullied creature.
Who keeps a body house?
For respectable appetites.
You're not beyond my grasp, Jean.
All you have to do is reach out, James.
This heather's like a honeypot.
Try the lavender. That fear whips them up. I will pass the word, but the woman's a menace.
That makes two of you. Any more coffee?
You can have the dregs.
It wouldn't surprise me if you didn't find a swarm here one day. Let me know at once. I have an empty hive or two.
We take all comers.
I was summoned before him, Sandy Robb.
Deary me.
My own chief constable.
Face like fizz, I suppose.
Exactly. He gets it from above, I get it from him. The papers.
Headline news, sir?
Voice of protest still, the Fife Firebrand, will she be found in time, police search in vain, and so forth.
How were they tipped the wink she'd been taken?
Anonymous notes to different editors.
That takes organisation.
Organisation is the least of our worries. Where is Mary Kirkpatrick?
I'm afraid I don't know.
Failure stares us in the face and you don't know.
Not a clue.
Like that with a swarm sometimes. Lose their way.
What in God's name are you talking about, Mulholland?
Bumblebees.
Bumblebees?
I'll get it, sir.
I need not remind you, Inspector, that if the meeting on Leith Links is cancelled because we cannot find this woman, a woman who had asked us for protection, or worse still, if anything untoward happens to her, the repercussions will be horrible to behold and upon your head.
A note, Inspector, left at the desk.
Oh, perhaps another kidnapping.
Not on this occasion.
James, Seth Brady's gang have been spending money like water. One of them heard to boast that there's more to come on delivery. Watch yourself. He's a slippery customer. That makes two of you.
A possible lead, sir.
From whom?
A reliable source. Come on, Mulholland, and it's good to see that you don't lose your grammar, Lieutenant, even under fire. From whom? Spot on.
Well, well, look what the wind blew in.
You look prosperous, Seth. Have you just robbed somebody?
I abide by the law.
You're a liar.
I'll be obliged if you all keep your hands where I can see them.
He's a terrible man with that hornbeam stick.
And nobody here looking for trouble.
Oh, yes, there is. I am.
Join me, McCleavy. Nothing to fear.
His men are at the bar. Cover my back.
Consider it done.
Now, what can I do for you, Inspector?
I'm looking for Mary Kirkpatrick.
Along with many others.
Her sister had a ransom note. No amount as yet. I have advised her to pay nothing.
Hey, that's good advice.
Your men have been talking big money on demand. Where would that be from, eh?
Empty blether.
Kidnap is not empty blether.
That is not my concern.
You still like to press arms, Seth.
No one ever beats me.
Get your elbow on that table and put your little hand in mine. Mulholland, do the honours.
A pleasure. Take the strain. Hammer on.
One thing you may care to know, Seth. Mary Kirkpatrick suffers from a weak heart. My sister told me her medicine was left behind. Without it, she will not survive.
That is nothing to me.
It will be when she kicks the bucket. So, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Let us take the air, Mulholland.
A feeble effort, Mr. Brady. My Aunt Katie could have hauled you over easy.
What are you all looking at?
I don't remember the sister telling about heart palpitations.
No getting past you. Charlie's my darling, the young chevalier.
You think it'll work?
It might. Kidnap is one thing, murder quite another.
If he's the guilty party.
You notice the cigarettes?
Same as we found outside the house. And I also noticed you snaffle a butt end during the arm wrestling.
Just for comparisons.
Will he take the bait?
Runs a risk if he does not.
Could be. He'd want to get back to her, find out the truth.
Exactly my notion. There's a deal of questions burling round in my mind. But for the moment, we are no doubt being watched from the tavern. Let us shake hands and part company as if our night's work has been done. Hopefully, it's just beginning.
I'll double over and meet you.
Back at the tavern. I'll be waiting.
A strong right arm there.
Justice on my side. It was on a Monday morning, right early in the year. Charlie came to tune the young.
Think they'll be out by the back?
Let us hope so.
Lot of noise at the front.
Diversion.
I could nip round there.
I need to hear.
You could be wrong.
Seth Brady is a clever man. But so am I.
Come on, lads, we have little time.
And there's the proof. Himself and his two bully boys.
Big man.
We'll manage. All right, Mulholland, we're on the trail. Try not to trip over your own 2 feet.
I'll follow your lead. As in all things.
We tracked Brady and his men deeper and deeper into the intestines of the old docks. Rats scuttled around our feet, and the air was dank, mildewed, like the grave. I had a feeling of foreboding, as if death had joined us on the trail. Not mine, I hoped. And I couldn't spare Mulholland, so it would have to be somebody else. I wondered about Mary Kirkpatrick and how she was faring. What part did she play in it? And what had led Seth Brady to this pass? He specialised in dirty work for the rich of society, dispossessing tenants, debt collecting, intimidation, the odd blackmail payoff, a smooth operator and well protected by respectable clients, which is why I'd never been able to sink my hook in him. A cold-blooded villain. But this was not his usual bill of fare. We reached the old warehouses, like rotting teeth in the back cavities of the docks, treacherous underfoot and hanging overhead as if to crash down upon the unwary. Brady and his men entered a building at the end, the door locked behind. End of the trail. For us, and our spectral companion, Mr. Death.
What do we do now?
They are inside, and we are outside.
No denying that.
You have your hornbeam stick, and I, my revolver.
Ancient relic. I wonder it fires at all.
It fires.
We need to get inside.
Are you going to shoot the lock?
I might miss at this range. Your boot heel will suffice. The wood is rotten.
And when we get in there?
All hell breaks loose.
You want a bit of honeycomb?
Oh, don't mind at all.
Here. Last remnants. On the count of three.
Why spoil a good habit?
One, two, three. Gah!
Black as pitch.
We have a bit of moon. High wind is. Someone to the left.
No. Movement above.
I'll take the stairs. You the left.
Don't panic in the dark.
What?
I've seen it happen.
A wing get lost. Right. Now. I'm not a panic. What was that? Nothing. Now, which door to take? Oh, damnation. Mulholland, are you all right?
One down, one to go.
Found another lock.
But I'm busy down here.
Oh, God. To hell with it. Hold it right there, Seth. You weren't thinking of jumping out that window, surely. A long way down.
That's why I hesitated.
Aye, you're nobody's fool. Now you will deliver yourself to me.
I don't think so.
You have a knife. I have a gun. The odds are in my favor. Mulholland!
Now the odds have changed, McLeavy. The gun is gone, and if I can just get my knife to your throat...
There's always hope, Seth. Always hope!
Oh. I've never seen that before.
A trick of the fraternity. Kick in the clouds, it's called.
Very colourful.
Wedge your knees and feet under the assailant's body, shoot them up, and away he flies.
To break his neck.
What?
Afraid so. Dead as a doornail.
Are you sure?
The man's deceased.
Deary me. Didn't happen in my case.
You were kicked up.
A constable then, pickpocket, a wee man. I was taken by surprise.
So was Seth Brady.
Well, what's done is done. So, where is the Fife Firebrand?
Door over there.
I hope to God it's not locked. No! Oh. Just stuck. Well, well, as I live and breathe.
Bound, gagged and blindfold.
Ah, the trimmings. Don't sugar a butch. There. See? It's me. A man. To the rescue. Hold on. So...
You're free now, Miss Kirkpatrick.
Oh, yes. Finally. You take your time, Inspector.
I'm mindful to put the gag back on.
Let me help you.
Oh, thank you, Constable. Oh. They let me loose now and again, but in the main, I was tied to that chair.
Did they feed you, ma'am?
Ah, now and again.
What about bodily functions?
I was given a bucket.
Lucky you didn't kick it.
We'll get you home now, Miss Kirkpatrick. Oh,
thank you.
You'll have to step over a dead man.
What?
Seth Brady.
Who's that?
The man who snatched you. I'm sure you'll know the face.
My eyes were covered. All I know is he stank of tobacco. How did he die?
I killed him. In the line of duty.
Oh, I feel faint.
We'll get you home, ma'am. Your sister has been worried sick.
Oh, poor Martha.
Watch out for the body. It's to the right. As you look at it.
So, Mr. Kirkpatrick, it would seem all's well that ends so. We have your statement of how you were purloined, conditions of your incarceration.
Disgusting to relate.
Nevertheless, facts must be recorded. Then to your rescue by my inspector and the constable here.
As regards which, on behalf of my sister, I thank your men most sincerely.
That's what they're paid for. We have two members of the gang in the cells, but sadly, the ringleader will escape the hand of justice by reason of his own demise. So, you are now free to address the feminine multitudes on Leith Links tomorrow.
Thank you for the freedom.
You're also free to go.
Thank you again. And to you, Constable.
My honour, Miss Kirkpatrick.
Just a wee thing.
Huh? The floor is yours, James.
Seth Brady. How did he think this up?
The criminal mind. A coil of corruption.
Not his style, though. Yet, suppose he saw an opportunity.
It's been a hard day, Inspector.
It can get harder. Seth Brady specialised in carrying out tasks for respectable folk who did not wish to get their hands dirty.
What's that to me?
Well, suppose he was recommended for a certain assignment. Here's the story. A stage kidnap. Set it up, pull it off, tip off all the papers, blame the police while you're at it, then Mary Kirkpatrick, by some miracle, reappears, wandering the streets, escaped her captors by her own bravery. They are never found. She is hailed as a heroine, and the publicity is worth its weight in gold.
So that's what you've been chewing on.
Indeed it is. Seth waited outside the window for a long time to make sure no one was injured when he threw the stone. The only person who saw her taken was her own sister, Martha.
True enough.
What did you see, Miss Kirkpatrick?
What I said, the kidnap.
No doubt. But Seth Brady had a better idea. Been paid for the fake. Why not make it real? And when you smelt the chloroform and saw that ransom note, Miss Kirkpatrick, you went as white as a ghost because you realised that things were not going to plan.
I was upset.
It was more than that.
This is all supposition.
But he's very good at it.
It would be your idea, Mary. Your sister lacks the ruthless streak.
You have no proof.
That's true, Inspector. The only person who could tell a different tale is dead by your hand.
Or my foot.
A combination of the two.
So, Mary Kirkpatrick, you can walk free now, but know this. This scheme to promote your cause has resulted in the death of a man. He wasn't much, but he was human, and he had every right to exist upon this earth.
You killed him.
Trying to save your miserable life.
I think it's time for you to leave, ladies.
Carry that death with you.
An easy burden. Since I am innocent. Good day, gentlemen. Will you be at the links, Constable?
I will, to uphold the law. Good day to you, Miss Kirkpatrick.
Good day.
Well, as she says, no proof.
Not a shred.
We will never know.
Queen Bee rarely attacks, but when she does, the sting is smooth, so she can withdraw and sting again.
We will not retreat! Take one step back! Not be cowed or intimidated by male disapproval of what we demand! Equality!
Equality! Equality!
Women deserve a better life, a richer life, a life where they have power over themselves and their society. The battle begins here, and we will triumph. The battle begins here!
Hey, McLeavy!
Bloody awful weather, eh?
I like the rain.
Put paid to a large gathering.
Bad luck. The Fife Firebrand, eh?
They're like a drowned rat.
I suppose it's hard to speechify and hold an umbrella at the same time.
Off to London, I hear. If
find the like-minded and start a rebellion.
Think she'll succeed?
That's entirely possible.
Oh, my God!
Oh, the east wind. Nothing like it.
You're a mad bugger, Inspector.
What about your own palace revolution?
Nipped in the bud.
I took the girls on a wee walk through some of the rougher areas and invited them to choose between a life on the streets and the comforts of the Justland.
They chose wisely, no doubt. Well, the circus is over. Time we all went home.
James, my treat. Could I interest you in a cup of coffee?
Does the Pope wear red socks?
Mr. Mulholland, I am glad to see you.
Miss Kirkpatrick?
Well, we are leaving shortly.
So I've heard.
I hope we may meet again.
I am doubtful of that. To be honest with you, if what my inspector said was true...
We deny it utterly.
I'm sure, but if it is, it would always lie between.
What's done cannot be changed.
Martha! Time to go!
But it cannot be forgotten if you uphold the law. Your sister talks of wasted lives of women spent... What of your own life, Miss Kirkpatrick?
I am devoted to my sister.
As Hannah, Jean and I left, I looked back to see Mary Kirkpatrick standing alone on the small stage she had used for her verbal laceration of the patriarchal Dunderheads. She cut a lonely figure. Hair flattened to her skull, hadn't worn a hat. Too conventional, I expect. For a moment, I thought she was staring in my direction. Then she turned away and lifted her face to the sky so that the rain battered down on her, like a baptism. Or a cleansing of some kind, maybe. Then the sister joined, put arms around her, and the two women walked slowly away and down the steps onto the earth and out of my sight. I wondered what secrets they held between them. What would be their fate, and whether memory would haunt them? Jean shouted at me to hurry up, and I followed like a dutiful husband heading for the tea shops of Princes Street. I am James McCleavy, Inspector of Police, and it would seem a new breed of woman is emerging. I wonder if she'll be any good at brewing up a cup of coffee. I wonder if she'll be deadlier than the male. Time will tell.
In episode one of McCleavy, Inspector McCleavy was played by Brian Cox, Jean Brash by Siobhan Redmond, Constable Mulholland, Michael Percival Maxwell, Lieutenant Roach, David Ashton, Hannah, Colette O'Neill, Seth Brady, John Kazek, Mary, Vicky Liddell, and Martha by Irene Allen. McCleavy was written by David Ashton and directed by Bruce Young.